Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you for clicking that play button, as always, and very special guest today. Happy Saturday, by the way, and very, very special guest. We have Peasy on, To Be Blunt with Peasy, the podcast. This amazing podcast. I love this guy. So full of energy, and we're just going to get right into it, guys. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Dude, I have no clue what beat that was for your intro. But I was back here vibing, freestyling, bro. I was getting all into this shit. Like, can we swear on this show?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh,
thanks God, because I got a fucking motor. I got a sailor mouth, bro, or trucker mouth, whatever you want to call it. I literally have the worst. I'm just no restraint here.
Right. Yeah, I have no filter here either, so this is going to be a great episode.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
But for those who don't know you, the slim few out there, go ahead and tell them, tell these people who you are.
All right. My name's Peasy. I am the host, writer, and producer of the To Be Blunt podcast that airs every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram. You can find us on all platforms at the number 2 Be Blunt podcast. It's B-E-B-L-U-N-T podcast. Also, your Get High rapper. So we can also pop that into the whole thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you also rap. Awesome.
I've since 2005, I've been known as the Get High rapper. I've literally I make a bunch of stoner music. That's like my whole thing. That's kind of how I got into the whole thing with broadcasting and whatnot. You know, I just always loved making music, entertaining. I went to broadcasting school, and like I've been doing shows. I've been opening for probably over 20 major artists, you know, that I can probably name off a bunch right now. But yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, and I kind of broke off that, and now I'm doing pretty much both, but mostly full time focusing on the show.
Awesome, awesome, yeah. So go ahead and name drop real quick.
Who have I opened for? Oh, yeah. God. Let's see. It's been a long time in doing this. So since 2005, let's see. I've done French Montana twice.
Wow.
Cassidy, Joel Santana, Cameron, Jadakiss, The Lox in general, Chic Lute Separate, Pharoah Maj, Mim, Saigon. I can keep going. There's probably at least 10 more that I've... It's too stolen to remember. I've been doing this for a long time. So,
wow, that's amazing, dude. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've been at this for a little bit, bro. A little bit.
Now, do you, as the opening act, you guys get to talk with the main, I don't know, the main stage, I guess. Do you get to talk to the artist, or does he like in this bus and you're like hands off? You can't talk.
So there's been quite a few times where I've actually hung out with the opening artists, like Chris Webby, for example. I opened for him quite a few times because he's from Connecticut also. And like depending on the venue, usually like the dressing rooms or whatever, the backstage area, like all the rooms are kind of close together. So I remember there was one time where I was opening for The Lox, actually, at Toad's Place in Connecticut, and I was downstairs. I had no clue what I was doing. I had no clue where to go. So I'm chilling. I go find the room. I'm thinking this is where we're supposed to be hanging out. There's this thing was pimped out. I have no clue what's going on. I'm like, this is fancy for me, bro. There was like a big jug with a bunch of ice bottles of water and shit. There was like a hot tub in this room, a table with a bunch of like booze on it and bottles and shit. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, this is sick. And next thing I know, I'm hanging out and in walks Jadakiss.
Wow.
He was like, do you work here? Nah, bro, like I'm performing. And yes, you can imagine by looking at me, I get that response a lot. Like, you know, I jump out on stage and everyone's like, who the fuck is this guy?
the janitor be?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I must be the stagehand or something. But yeah, I mean, I've definitely met a few of the artists. There was Cassidy, a rapper. I remember one time I was performing on stage, and the VIP area for this venue was right on the side of the stage. You could actually see the artist and like his whole crew chilling. Uh-huh. So like he was watching me perform, and actually as I was walking off stage, like gave me daps and was like, dude, he's like, that was sick. And I was like, what? what just happened? You know, Cassidy, like this dude's says, I'm not lyrical at all, bro. Like I'm like, you know, I'm not like, I'm not a guy with bars, for example. I don't do punchlines and shit. I make weed music. So like, I wasn't expecting much from a guy like Cassidy, who is pretty much, you know, from the East Coast. And we, you know, we do up here, we're bars, bro. It's all about the bars, the battle raps, the punchlines, all that shit. So like, to hear that from someone like that was pretty fucking awesome.
Right. It's like, let me get on the track, Cassidy.
right. You want to do a feature? Verse, come on.
Right.
I've only got one guy I met to do a feature for me, and that was Project Pat.
Oh, Project Pat. Love him.
Yeah, 3-6 Mafia, Memphis, Project Pat. Yeah. So me and Project Pat did a whole ass song called Smell Like Purple.
Oh, which came out. You got to send it to
me. Oh, dude. I mean, I could probably play it right now for you. So like we can, like, I'll send it to you. But yeah, dude, I mean, like, so it's been a pretty crazy ride, you know?
Wow, that's crazy. Project Pat, yeah. The Pill is my favorite Project Pat CD. Love him. Love the whole 3-6 Mafia.
You broke up a little bit.
The Pill?
Oh, The Pill, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of like the you broke up for like a hot second. But like I'm more of like the old school Pat. I like the Miss That Don't Play. That was like my favorite album, Miss That Don't Play, Everything's Working, Get It Green, Laying the Smack Down, Crook About a Book, The Fed Story, all that, like that. Those were like my jams. Like that was my stuff. I'm a big 3-6 fan. Like that was like, if you listen to my music, you can hear it. Like it's like I idolized them growing up. Like I remember I was 16 and my girlfriend at the time bought me the CD. I don't think she had any fucking clue what she bought me either. She just bought this random ass rap CD that she got me. It ended up being like a 3-6 Mafia album. I remember the first song I heard I played on that album was Ass and Titties. You know, and for those who don't know, like, and you're 16, and the chorus literally is like, ass and titties, ass and titties, ass and titties, and big booty bitches. And I was like, I'm in love. Like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Like, I love this song.
I was hooked ever since, bro.
This is amazing. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. 3-6 Mafia. I love them. I'm Lil White. He's also from Memphis. A lot of Memphis rappers out there. A lot of good Memphis rappers out there.
Lil White was like when he first dropped, crazy. Like, big fan. Lil White was when he came out first and dropped that first album. I was definitely hooked on that. Dude was definitely much different from anyone else in the group at the time.
Yeah.
Not just because he was white, but because his style, like he was a little quicker. He'd rap fast, you know. It was a nice mix with the current 3-6 style. And I was just a big fan. So, yeah, Memphis music in general, that 8-Ball MJG. Skinny Pimp, all that shit. I was just big on Memphis and Dirty South rap in general. Like that was my whole bag, bro.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Like, everyone's like, you like the southern rap, but you're from Michigan. I was like, don't you listen to like Motown and Detroit? I'm like, yeah, but I like this stuff too.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me. Everyone used to call me down south in New England. That was like my whole thing. Like when I like. Someone did a write up on me doing a review of one of my albums, and that's like the one thing that I remember. Like that's what stuck down south in New England, and that's pretty much like what my music is. And like it's weird to be from Connecticut and have my style be that way, but like it worked. It just worked. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, man, crazy stuff.
Wow. Yeah. How's it like out there in Connecticut? Cold a lot? Is it really cold?
Honestly, it's for November. We just had like 3 days in a row where it's like 75 degrees, and then now it's the like
same thing here. Like I live in Michigan, and we've had 65 degree weather like the past week.
Yep, and then this morning I woke up and it was 27 degrees. I was like, "What the fuck? Jesus Christ! Like, how does that happen in like a day? You know, I was ready to hop on a Thanksgiving in a tank top and some shorts, bro.
Right, exactly." You know? Yep. Yeah, it's 50. I think it's, what does it say right here? It's 58 here right now.
So 42 right now here. So it gives you a little idea. Yeah, not here. We were, but it's all over.
Right. But yeah. Like these books. Yeah, no kidding. Let's blast off real quick.
Please, for God's sake, can we doubt? There we go. What are you smoking on over there?
In my blood, I have, which one is it?
My man's got the jars. I like that.
Biscotti.
Oh, Megan, that's nice right there. Who doesn't like a good biscotti? You know what I mean? I'm Italian, so I love that shit. I got banana bread. Not as cool, but
yeah. I have a few companies that actually send me weed and say, hey, do reviews on this. And I've gotten yeah, people were like, okay, how did you do that? And hook me up. But yeah.
sign me up for this life.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll send me weed, and then they'll go do a review on this, and then I'll do a review on it. And if I like it, I'll go out and buy it. And that's pretty much how I find what strain I love. Like, I'm more of a sativa guy. Like, I like the sativa like during the day, but that indica at night.
Yeah.
I had this strain once that was called Black. It was just called Black.
Black?
And that's exactly what happened.
Blacked out.
Right. You're just like, this is made for insomniacs, people who can't go to sleep. It's all black.
I got a great story for that, right? So I'm gonna top you off with this one. The other night, my buddy, he has got a farm in California, and he brought over some stuff to the East Coast. He's originally from here, and he gifted me like three different strains. So the other night, I smoked two of them, Marty Bird and like Rainbow Runts. They were all grown out in Cali. And so I smoked that shit. I got high as shit, bro. Like, I was baked that night. And I woke up the next morning. I was like half off the bed, hanging off. Phone was on the ground, dead. Like, just like, what the fuck happened? I pick up my phone. My phone's dead. Now, if you have an iPhone, you know if it shuts off or reboots, you have to enter your passcode.
Right.
Bro, I could not remember my passcode. I tried so many times. I bricked my iPhone. And then I go, I must be losing my goddamn mind. Now, my iPad, same exact passcode. I walk over to my iPad, put it in. Doesn't work. Dude, I bricked that thing. I had to erase both devices completely because I could not remember a passcode I use every single goddamn day.
like 20, 30 times a day.
Literally, right? Right. So, like, I was, like, dumbfounded. And then not even a week later, my phone's asking me to do a restore from iCloud because I had to erase it. And it's like, oh, you have to put in your iPad code. And I was like, and I just did it. And it just worked. And I was like, are you kidding me? 6 freaking days later, now I remember the fucking passcode I couldn't remember. That's when you know you got good ass weed.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit from Cali hits different. Like, I smoke. I like to smoke. And I smoke a lot. But when I get shit from Cali, woo.
I guess being from the East Coast, I'm not used to it. Most of our shit's coming from like Maine and shit like that. And they got fire in Maine. Yeah. Absolute fire. But like, I don't know what it was, but holy shit, that Cali weed got me. Your boy was got, bro. Yeah, got. My wife was like, you're an idiot. How do you not remember your phone password? Like, I tried everything for hours. I'm on the phone, Apple support, everything. I couldn't remember, dude. It was so bad.
Wow. You just need to like set it down, take a minute.
Okay. I needed 6 days, apparently. I didn't have time to wait.
It's like, you just kept smoking. 6 days.
Yep. Wow. I'll just wait till I smoke enough to remember again.
There you go. If you can't remember what you're doing while you were smoking, just smoke again. And you'll remember. It pops into you. I think it doesn't work.
No, it didn't. Not this time.
Like, that always works for me. Like, if I was high and I misplaced my car keys, I just get high again. And I go, oh shit, they're over here.
I honestly envy you right now because my dumbass just forgets and then that's it. Like, oh, my keys are gone. I have no, I don't know where they are. I call the wife in for help. I'm like, I need backup right now. I can't find my keys. I gotta leave in 5 minutes. Shit, where'd I put them? What'd you do with them last night? I don't remember.
I don't remember. Yep. Wow. Those two high moments.
Dude,
now, whenever I have a cannabis people on, people who smoke, indulge, and do whatever, grow, whatever, I always ask them about their first time smoking. Like, when was the first time? How was your first time smoking? Your first time smoking, how was it?
All right. First time smoking weed. Just a true story. Now, I grew up in a kind of stricter family. My dad's like Sicilian off the boat. So, you know, like, weed was obviously not an option in my household, but and my father was very strict. But so as I got into my teens and got into high school, obviously, you know, things started changing. So I remember in town, we have like one of the churches has like this big festival they do every year, like once a year, big Italian festival, 3 days. It's like a carnival, basically. I remember my mom dropped me off. I was old enough, probably like 16, 17 years old. She's like, oh, we dropped me and my buddy off. And she's like, I'll come pick you guys up in a few hours, whatever. All right, cool. So we get there, meet up with a bunch of other people, and, you know, they were all like, oh, let's go take a walk down the street. And I was like, all right, yeah, we're going to get out of here for a minute. Maybe we'll go get some, you know, because there's bad restaurants close by to where this place was. I didn't know where we were going, but we just went. You know, 16, you don't give a fuck. You just want to be cool, fit in with everybody. So you just, you know, go and went with it. And we go, and we're hanging out, and we go behind this building, and these guys got a joint. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't know what to do here. They're going to spark that shit. They're going to pass it to me. I can't say no. If I say no, I'm a little bitch. My entire childhood, high school career is over. It's over. You know what I mean? I felt like I was in a situation where I was cornered. I had to. If I did, I was
a bitch.
Yeah, peer pressure. Exactly. I was like, I could not do this. So we smoked the weed. And of course, you know, your first time you smoke is unlike any other time you smoke. So first time I smoked, I got high as shit. Some people say they don't feel anything. That didn't happen to me. Your boy was lit. So I'll go back to the fucking carnival, I'm all high as shit. And then like a half hour later, my mom's coming pick me and my buddy up. Now I'm sitting on the front stairs of this church with my buddy. I'm high as shit. I'm bugging because my mom's gonna know I'm high. There's no way she's not gonna know. She gets there. She gets out of the car, you know, she's like, oh, well, I'm here. Come on down. And I go down and she's like, all right, Sal, you're going to drive home. I was like, what? What? Now I like just got my, not the license, but the thing you get before, like, your permit. Yeah. Right. So we're going to put some driving hours under your belt. It's like, wait a second. So I'm high as shit. My mom's in the passenger seat. My buddy's in the back seat. He's trying to contain himself, bro. He's like, my mom, he's laughing nonstop. Everything's funny to him. My mom doesn't have no clue what's going on. And I'm trying to drive us back home high as balls. I just smoked weed for the first time. I'm trying to operate a vehicle. Wow. That's the first time I ever smoked weed. And I had to drive my mother back to the house. Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, wow.
So bad. So bad. It was so bad. But from that day on, I was a stoner.
From that day on, it was on. We're smoking.
There was no turning back after that. I was like, this is the greatest thing in the world. This is my life now.
Yeah. Like, nowadays, driving while you're high is quite easy.
Nowadays, if I don't drive high, I get anxiety.
Exactly. It's like, what the
this
hell?
Is true. Yeah. This is true. So as soon as I get in the car, first thing I'm doing is I'm packing my bowl or whatever I got in the car, because I usually have like 3 jars of weed in my fucking center console and at least 2 different pipes. So like, first thing I do when I go on my way to work in the morning is I literally smoke like 2 bowls first thing.
Nice.
And it goes until I take the last 2 hits before bed.
And just keep it going. Just keep it going.
All fucking day, bro. Just stoning out.
Are you one of those people that just smoke gradually throughout the day? Or just to keep it level? Or are you just like, pound, we're stoned every time. I'm going full throttle every time.
This is there's no gradual. Like I probably would smoke more than 2 bowls on the way to work if I lived farther away. I smoke there and then I get to work. And then a couple hours later, I got a break. So I go outside, I rip the pocket pipe again. I come back in, lunch break, back outside to the car. And I kind of keep that whole kind of thing going again until I get home and just continue the process pretty much.
Right. All day.
Like, so. It's yeah. And honestly, the thing is, without it, I'm a douche. I'm not even going to try to like hide it. I'm an irritable, out of control, grumpy Italian. Like, like, and I got like super, super bad ADHD. So like the weed helps, that weed helps me. And I always say the weed's my medicine. And this is also the true story. I'm going to give you a little exclusive here. When I was like in high school, like my cumulative GPA from freshman to junior year was like a 1.7.
Wow.
It was bad. It was bad. Yeah. I didn't want to be there. I didn't give a shit. And they diagnosed me with ADHD. They had me on Ritalin. And it was nuts. And then I remember the summer. That was the summer of going into senior year is when I started smoking. That's when all that happened. Uh-huh. And my senior year, after dropping Ritalin and going weed full time, unbeknownst to my parents, obviously, my GPA jumped to a 3.3. And from there, I was like, this is a miracle. As you can see, like, it's branded on me. This is for life, baby.
Right. Yeah. See, yeah. So I do notice like a lot of people that have like, I don't know, ADHD and attention span disorders and stuff, that weed does help with that, like a lot. Like it brings them right back to normal. And they're on Ritalin their entire life and they're bouncing off the damn walls. Like I had a friend in high school that was on Ritalin and he could not sit still. He was constantly moving. He's got to move. He's constantly moving. And I was like, damn. I'm like, man, yeah, I'm glad, dude, I don't have that. But
yeah, my brain just goes from firing a million miles a minute, you know what I mean? Right. To being able to like, shit, I got spoken by. To being able to like actually like focus, you know what I mean? And that's what happens is it's like slows everything down enough to where I can be like, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Like, you know what I mean? That's what it feels like every time I take a hit. It plays in my head.
Nice. Nice. Now, yeah. So let's sidetrack into your podcast real quick. Like, how did you come up with To Be Blunt?
Oh, that's actually easy. It was honestly one of the first things I had for a name. We went through a bunch at first. Big pro wrestling fan, so there was a lot of names that were kind of intertwined with that, you know, like the 420 splash, like all the kind of dumb shit, you know what I mean? Really. And then, but like the thing is like for me, I literally am a very blunt person, so like it wasn't always gonna be the play on words with the blunt and being blunt. It just fit perfectly, so I ended up strolling with that, and it's just, dude, 147 episodes later, so we're still going strong. 3 years it's been.
Nice. Wow, 3 years. I'm just over a year.
Yep, June 2019 the podcast started. You take breaks, bro?
Sometimes I have to take a break. It's like I have kids. We all do. We have jobs and kids.
Yeah, but me too.
Sometimes I have to take a break.
See,
it's not long. Like, usually, like 1 or 2 weeks, and then I'm back at it again. But
oh, I mean, that I understand. There's definitely weeks where I'm like, I don't feel like doing this. Listen, if I did one every week for 3 years, I'd have way more than 147 episodes. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
But like, shit happens. So like, I get it. Plus, you know, I had my first kid last year, and I'm gonna have a second one coming in March next year. So like, I get it. 100%. But like, I know like there's a couple other podcasts I know that when they said they take breaks, they literally take like months off, dude. It's almost like they're like their show is done in seasons. You know what I mean? So like you get like 4 months of shows and then like 3 months off and then or two, 3 months off and then they start up again. And it's like,
you ain't Game of Thrones, motherfucker. Ain't no one gonna come back to see you.
Yo, but exactly. I could never understand that. I come from a radio background. So like I want to be live every week. That's the only thing of difference. Like, I'm kind of, my eyes killing me. I cannot like not be live. It's like a weird thing because I come from radio. I'm so used to having an interaction with callers and people. So like if I was doing a show like this, or like if I was doing like a pre-record, I don't feel like I would get the same, the same vibe like I would get when I'm live. You know, you have the comments coming and you know what it's like. You know, it's like a whole different thing. And I also come from entertaining background, so like putting on a show, being in front of crowds, like it's just, I guess I'm just an attention hog. I don't know what it is, like, but I live for that shit. So like, yeah, we just go live almost every week, every Thursday, and the show's been taking off. It's kind of morphed a lot from the first show to where it is now, you know, the format and whatnot. But like now, I feel like I found like the perfect mix of everything, and it's going right. Amazingly. I've had so many like amazing guests be on the show, dude, like legends in the cannabis community. And I'm sure you, I know you have too. It's just such a cool thing to be able to be the voice for the people. You know what I mean? Especially like when it comes to my state, like I am like the stoner podcast in Connecticut. So like I get to be the voice, you know, the advocates want to come on and talk, you know, the politicians will come on and talk.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, we've had like honest. I know it's weird to say like, but I've actually had at least three different politicians come on the show, you know, to discuss cannabis, especially like when we first legalized a couple years ago here. So like, it's honestly super fucking cool. I was actually supposed to get, we had the big midterm elections. I was going to get one of the people running for governor on, but they actually got the, and I quote, sniffles. And they couldn't make the show. Just no, this is a true story. That's what they told me. Yeah, the sniffles. I was like, all right. A week before showtime, you guys want to miss this opportunity? All right. But like, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And just, you know, because a lot of times people see weed podcasts and are like,
no.
Especially not in the industry. I have no reason to be here.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, getting like the politicians to come on and trusting like me to make them not look bad, which is super cool, because you know, I'm sure like to their people, maybe being on a cannabis show is not the greatest thing. You know what it's like. Not everyone is like pro weed. So like, especially when you're talking about politicians, you know what I mean? Like that could have bit them in the ass if it went wrong. But
but think about the demographic though of the people listening, like all the cannabis users and quote unquote potheads are listening and saying, hey, this guy's actually pretty cool. So there's like a whole demographic right there. I don't get into politics, but I'm just saying, why not reach out to the demographic just because you might lose a friend?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not gonna talk to you anymore. You're on a cannabis podcast. Well, fuck you.
Well, there's ups and downs though. You know, there's, dude, having a podcast can bring you all kinds of joy and drama at the same time.
Right.
You know, you booked the wrong person. This person doesn't like this person. Now you got drama behind the scenes because now they're mad at you for booking someone that they have beef with. How am I supposed to know? You guys are not like, you know what I mean? You guys don't like each other. And
so I got to ask permission.
Right. Like if I had known, I would have made a better decision. But I'm not. I can't keep track of who's fighting with who around here. Shit.
Right.
So that's what I mean. Like podcasts, being doing a show like this, blessing and a curse. But I love it. I love it. I love it. And now we're gonna be in Vegas next week doing live broadcasts from MJ BizCon, which is super awesome. It's the largest cannabis business convention in the world. 35,000 people show up to this thing, 1,400 plus exhibitors here. I guess the convention floor is the size of 6 football fields. So like, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I'm gonna be doing the show from there next week twice. So like, again, blessed. It's been super awesome though. Just that's the things that like I live for. Like it's gonna be such a cool experience, you know what I mean? And then I get to go I'm going to High Times. They're throwing an after party I was invited to. Where Method Man and Red Man are performing. Nice. Like, dude, I mean, it's cool when shit like that happens, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the podcast is just, in general, we goof. We talk about our lives. I am very open. I shared all kinds of dumb shit that happens to me throughout the week. I love to rant about shit. So like we do all that and then we have a guest on and I'll interview somebody in the industry. You know what I mean? And that's like kind of the whole format. I tell people when they ask me what's to be blunt, I say, picture Howard Stern and replace the strippers with weed and you have my show. That's my show. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. It's the same energy, the same crude humor. We take calls. We talk to callers. You know what I mean? We play stupid games. Like, it's mad fun. I love doing it. And that's to be blunt in a nutshell, man. It's fucking nuts. I know. Now that I hear myself talking, I feel like the ADD's kicked in because I am just all over the place. It's like, if you got to reel me in, I get it.
Yeah. Howard Stern, though, he's like, I loved Howard Stern. Like, just growing up, I wasn't supposed to watch him, but I would wake up or I would record it. I would set the VCR to record, and I would record a Howard Stern show on E.
When it was on E, yeah, I was going to say, that was the best. That was the best, dude. When they had that shit, it was like 11, 12 at night. They'd put that thing on. Howard Stern. Oh, man. And that's what got me into it. I was like, dude, that guy's a rock star. The guy's a rock star. That's what I want to do. Like, that's what I want my own morning show. Like, I want to do this every day.
Exactly.
And that's, like, the goal. And, like, that guy, as much as people may not like him, just brought something to my life, bro, that I did not know I wanted or needed. And I just admired the guy so much. And now here we are. Look, I mean, look at us now. We got our own shows, bro. Like this is the dream, right? Howard Stern was the man, though. We're getting there. Of course we're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. But, you know, this is the first step.
Yep, this is it. Yep, your first, it's a rocky road. It is. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie to everybody out there. It's hard work. I'm like, but you gotta come home from work and you gotta work some more. So, but it's
legit.
It's worth
and take care of your kids. You know what I mean? And it's amazing. It's amazing. I was recording a parody before we came on the air here today. I that's how I've directed my musical talents now. You know what I mean? Like, I went from writing rhymes to making weed remixes of songs. You know what I mean? And I usually air them on the show, like a parody song. You know what I mean? They're funny. Like, you turn
like Weird Al.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, okay. If Weird Al was a stoner, that is exactly what it's like. I will take, that was actually my big claim to fame on TikTok, bro. I don't know if you're on TikTok or not, but I got kicked off of TikTok because they got too strict of weed. Fuck you, TikTok. Exactly. Like, I had literally almost 50,000 followers. I was killing it. I had Cheech and Chong following me. I had Dogface fucking using my audios, my songs I was making. But that was my whole claim to fame, was that I would take songs like that, anything that was popular on TikTok, I would change the lyrics, re-record it into a weed song, and then I would put it out there and people would use it. And now I've taken that same format and I apply it to the show, and I make these dumbass parody songs. Like, I'm making one right now to a Hootie and the Blowfish song. I know what you're thinking, all right?
Oh, wow. Which one?
Dude, of course, only want to be with you.
Okay.
You know? Dude. And I've changed it into a weed song. I'm going to play it on the air this Thursday, tomorrow night.
That's awesome. Everyone tune in. Go follow PZ over here, To Be Blunt, and the To Be Blunt podcast. Go follow him. It's just so you can watch that video. Just for that. And if not,
just for
check out some podcasts too.
That's right.
Go check out the podcast too.
please come check it out.
Like, subscribe, all that good.
Actually, before you realize it, this is actually going to be on after the show. So,
oh wow!
Well, this is on Saturday, right? This is today, Saturday.
So it'd be Thursday.
So, I actually already aired it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
But if you're watching now, the song is probably uploaded to our YouTube, so you can go check it out.
Yeah, go check it out. Obviously, I always forget that I'm not live when I record. Ooh. Because that's so used to being live. It's just, and you're right with the comments. You have all these comments coming in, all these people watching.
And of course, it's kind of different, man.
Yeah. It's all about the guests, too. Oh, he's dying.
Oh, shit, bro.
But it's all about the guests, too. You got to have good guests on. You got to have guests that have great attitudes, upbeat. Especially when you're like someone like me who feeds off of other people.
Right.
Cause if you just come on my show and you're just like answering questions, like give me like two sentence answers, you know, and not really initiating conversation, then I'm just going to be like,
Right.
But when I have someone with a great personality, it shines back on me. And then I send that in return. So
can I play you an example of like this this weed music, bro? I want to tell you about these weed remixes. Can I play you a little example? Let me give you the rundown. The song that everybody would know. You remember WAP, bro? Remember WAP?
Yeah.
Remember WAP, bro? Wet ass pussy. Remember that song? There's some whores in this house. So that was like my probably biggest song that I had was that one. I took that song and I remade it. I'm just gonna play you a quick clip of it, right? And it was called Green and Sticky. So what I did, instead of WAP, it was gas. We smoke a gas. Right. So I'll take the song and I do something like this. Check this out.
Yeah.
How about now?
I'm such a hoe for weed. I said certified stoner. 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Green and sticky. Make those lungs feel weak.
Yeah. You got into this shit.
Yeah, we smoking on that green and sticky.
Roll that shit up in a blunt. Smoke that green and sticky. Give me everything you got
of that green and sticky. Burn it up.
Yeah.
Roll the fat and the extra large. Put this blunt up to your face. Touch your lips. Switch your car. Wax on top. I want to fly. I like to keep when it's inside. Smoke in my mouth. Look in my eyes. Feel so slumped. Looking so high. Back so low. Like a surprise. Hit up the plug and I advertise. I want you to bring that big loud back, dropping in my old garage. Give that green, making me scream. Out in Baltimore, I don't cook, I don't clean. I order that takeout like a kid.
Roll it up, light it up, smoke deep inside of me. Quick.
Exclusive. Here on the Love Show.
Order that takeout like a king.
That's right.
Right, that's kind of like my whole thing, bro. I love just doing dumb shit. And I actually just watched the Weird Al movie. Uh-huh. Have you seen that yet on Roku? You have Roku?
I haven't yet. I will. It's on my watch list.
I put it on last night and I was laughing my ass off. And I honestly got inspired to make this one today for the Hootie the Blowfish one. And the song came on the radio and the words came into my head immediately. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. this is it. Yeah, absolutely. And like, I don't know, something about making music for me, dude, it's just like a release. I love it. I may not be out there, like, obviously, like, I'm an older fart now. I'm not out there doing shows and everything like I used to be doing, you know, 10 years ago.
Right.
But I still get, like, the same high, you know, rush from making music and hearing it complete and playing it back. You know what I mean? Like, that's just something I never, ever will get rid of. I'm just a musician at heart, bro. You know, I was a rapper. I've been in bands. I play guitar. I play drums. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I was in a hard rock band for a while. Nice. And then I went back to rap. And then I became a pro wrestler.
Whoa. Okay. Hold the phone. How did you become?
Close your hands. Close your hands.
So in 2015, right, this is a true story. I was I was on Facebook and I saw that there was a wrestling school opening 20 minutes from my house.
Okay.
And I was like, I gotta at least go check it out. So I sent them a message. I went down, I checked it out, I watched these guys training, and I was like, I want to do this. I was like, I've always watched wrestling since I was like 5. So like, I just always wanted to try it. And so I ended up full blown training for a year and a half.
Okay. Wow.
And then after that, I've been a pro wrestler. I still wrestle on occasion. It's not full time, but like maybe 4 months ago, I think I did my last show, and I absolutely love it, but damn, have I got hurt a bunch. My first match, bro, they stuck me in with the heavyweight champion. All right.
Oh, wow.
They had me in the ring with the heavyweight champion on my first match, and a title match.
It's Logan Paul over here now.
Against a guy no one's fucking seen or heard of before. Okay. So I'm the bad guy.
Okay.
And I got the guy down, beating the shit out of him. I get up. I stick my foot on his forehead. And this is a move called a foot rake, where you take your foot and you kind of rake, and you just stomp down across his head so it rakes his head. You know what I mean? It's a foot. It's pretty what it is. Dude, I did the stomp, and my leg hit the ground, and I have no clue what happened, but my knee is just gone. Just blow the fuck out. ACL, MCL, whole thing. Oh, yeah. Then I was I fell right to the ground. I couldn't get back up. I crawl over. My trainer's on the side. He's watching, and I look at him, and I'm like, I can't stand. He's like, finish the match. I was like, how am I going to get up? So now, if you don't know this, I'm going to give you a little insider tip. When you're in the ring, like, everybody knows wrestling is predetermined. Mm-hmm. We'll call it that. Okay. Yeah. But it's not planned. All right. So you don't go into the match knowing everything you're going to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're working the crowd. You're testing the crowd, but you're also talking to your opponent in the ring. So the guy's pulling me up, trying to get me back up, the champion, because I'm down. I can't stand. He's trying to get me up to hit me with a move. And I tell him, I'm like, bro, I can't stand. My knee's gone. So he lets go of me, and then he falls on the ground, and he kicked me a couple times and jumped off the top rope and beat me up. But like, dude, my first match injured. I was out for like 5 months, 6 months. Yeah, but
it's done.
But I've since come back. I was full-blown wrestler. I've worked with a few big names that I can call. I don't know if you watched any wrestling back in the day. Familiar with ECW.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I've been in the ring with Justin Credible, Tommy Dreamer, Sandman, Tony Atlas. I've been an older wrestler. I've been shared a locker with him, Gangrel. There was a bunch of dudes I've been worth it. I had Justin Credible kick me in the face. Sandman hit me with his patented cane. Like, all cool ass stories that you get to tell, down the road. I look back at these clips online and I'm like, wow, but yeah, dude, I was full blown bad guy. I go by the name of Slade Dangerfield. I am Mr. No Respect, and I am a full blown back. See, I'm getting into the character right now. But like, that was my whole thing. Yeah, cool. Well, because my trainer told me that he said, you look like Rodney Dangerfield to me. And he cracked me up. He'd always make fun of me. I'm like, dude, I don't see Rodney Dangerfield here, but he did for sure. And he would always make quote movies on me when I'm training and make fun of me and shit. And that's where we came up with the name. He's like, why don't you use it in your gimmick? I was like, what about, because Rodney Dangerfield was like, oh, I get no respect. It's his whole thing. I caught the ring and I cut the mic. I'm like, my name is Slade Dangerfield and I get no respect. And they all boo the shit out of me. And that's how I start all my promos. And that was like my whole bag. Yeah, bro. Complete trained full pro wrestler in New England. You can catch me December 2nd. Not that anyone's from New England might be listening. But in Connecticut, I'm going to be doing commentary for a pro wrestling show on December 2nd in Waterbury, Connecticut. I'm gonna get behind the mic instead of being in the ring this time, so I won't get hurt. But as you can tell, I love to talk, so like, it's perfect for me. So I'm doing pro wrestling since 2015.
Wow, that's insane. Like, because I've watched all those people, all those wrestlers that you named off on ECW. I was a huge wrestling geek when I was in high school. Not so much anymore. It kind of fell off, but
yeah, same.
I'm just saying when WWE was like the only thing you could watch, and this is it,
yeah.
At the time, it was, that's when I kind of like steered away from it. I'm just like, okay, because I like the competition.
Once WCW was gone, you pretty much fell off.
Yeah, because I like WCW. I like seeing those younger people going up. You know? I'm
so happy you said this because I used to like WCW too. But people used to be like, why would you like WCW? Me and my buddy, one of my best friends growing up, we used to love Nitro. As bad as it was so good. It was almost so bad, it was good. It was fun to watch because it's going to be some dumb shit going on, like a pinata on a pole match. it's just like, what? But dude, NWO, all that shit was so cool, bro. Yeah. I loved Nitro coming up. I was so sad when they did that big episode when they had Shane McMahon over on WCW at Bash at the Beach. Or was it Spring Break? I don't remember which one it was. One of those two.
It was Bash at the Beach.
Yeah, Bash at the Beach. I remember they had the pool around the ring like they always did. Yeah. Those things were always so. That's another thing I liked. Dude, I always thought the Bash at the Beach events were so cool because they always had the ring and they had the water around the ring. It was like surrounded by a pool, like a resort.
Yeah, like a moat.
And somebody would always get tossed the fuck in every time. It was classic. WCW was great. Great. It was. I love WCW.
The reason it was so great is because you could go out to your friends and you go, me and you, we could be in WCW. And you believed it. Because you could just go out and be like, let's make it, have a makeshift ring. Throw somebody in a ditch or something. And it's WCW. It's great.
That's how, but I mean... I did that shit. We did the fucking backyard thing for a while, dude. Yep.
We had a trampoline. We used to run on a
trampoline. I'm jealous. I would have put years on my life if I'd done that.
It was somehow, yeah. I got suplexed like half. I was like halfway through like the springs. Like my legs went through the springs and then I like flipped forward and like was hanging by the trampoline. Yeah. Oh, shit. It took a minute to get me untangled, but it hurt. Yeah. I didn't break anything, but it hurt.
Exactly, though. WCW was so bad that anybody believed they could be part of it. Right. Like, that was the greatest thing. I think they were underrated.
Yeah. Jumping off of roofs and everything. Man.
You jumped off a roof. A deck's as high as I went, bro. I jumped off a deck once and I went through a table and I regretted it so much because I tried to do the Jeff Hardy Swanton bomb off the deck through a table, bro. And let's just say instead of crashing through the table, I immediately just hit the table, popped up, and landed right on my ass. And that bitch hurt.
Tailbone. Ow, tailbone.
Oh yeah. Right on the frozen tundra of the ground in the middle of like the winter.
Yeah, it's the I'm afraid of heights. Like I'm literally afraid of heights. I can't get on a roof. Me too. But if I'm wrestling, I'm getting on that roof. Like there is no fear.
Why is that though?
You're like, I'm running. Then you jump. Elbow.
Why is it? In training, I could never go to the top rope because the same fucking thing, I hate heights. Right? And I'm not a small dude. So fat man on the top rope is already like terrified.
That's bad news.
Right? But like if there's a house fucking full of people and I'm out there, I won't even think twice about it. You know what I mean? It's something about being in the moment when you're doing that shit that you don't even realize that you're afraid of heights anymore. You're like, I'm about to jump off this high ass shit. I don't give a shit. Like that's it. Yeah. It's going down. But a roof? You jump off a roof?
Yeah. What?
I'm like, what kind of house?
It wasn't a really high roof. I'm gonna say like maybe 15 feet onto a trampoline, onto my buddy. Yeah, sorry about that, by the way, if you're watching.
Off the roof onto the trampoline?
Yeah.
And you didn't break the trampoline?
No, like because I landed right in the middle. Like, we bounced a lot, but that was it.
Dude, oh, my God. If my ass jumped off the roof and hit a trampoline, that shit would – I'd be right on the ground. All the springs would be breaking.
Oh, no, I wasn't as big as I am now. I was about 100 pounds later, so
– yeah. That's right. Back in our glory days,
about 100 pounds later and 20 years younger. So
yeah, right. Later, exactly. So. I would love to see the clip of you jumping off a house though.
That's the thing though. Back then, back in the day, we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have Facebook. I'd be a millionaire if we had it back then.
Just let me tell you, I got a box in my garage full of VHS tapes and we recorded.
Yep.
I have probably 20 of them. All of them have all of our old shows, and sometimes like we'll all get together once in a while, throw one on, dude, get super stoned to watch it. It's so funny. It's so ridiculous. You know what I mean? I loved it. I love pro wrestling. I do. Yeah. I love doing it. Yeah, dude. I've done, like I said, I'm an entertainer, bro. I've done so many things to try to get to the next level, and now here I am doing podcasting. That's the next logical step, obviously, was this.
Yep. Yeah, this. Yep. Someone told me my dad was a karaoke host and I used to just get on this microphone and just talk because I get drunk. And I would, back in my drinking days, I'd get just fucking hammered and I'd get on this microphone and I would just take over his show.
Sounds like we'd be best friends,
dude.
And someone's like, and someone goes, you have a voice for radio. And I was like, a face for radio. And I tried to fight him. But he said, no, a voice. You have a voice for radio. So that's when I was like, hey, I should make a podcast. And that's when I started like trying to get into it. But it was COVID that put me to the point. I was like, I have nothing to do. Might as well do this now. I have nothing to do.
That's smart. A lot of people got into podcasting because of COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody thought, hey, well, we're going to be content creators and podcasters. And all of a sudden, that's how I believe TikTok blew up. They really took advantage of the pandemic. And
oh, yeah.
Whoo, man. I mean, even I was on that thing. Everybody was on that thing. So, like, yeah, man. It's nuts. It's nuts.
Did you know that the TikTok, I think in China, China's the one that made TikTok, right? Correct?
Yeah.
But yeah, the China TikTok and the US TikTok are completely opposite things. Like in China,
no.
They put out like they have awards, like award ceremonies, and they like how would you, like achievements? It's more like achievements. Like this guy like got this
from video games. Like when I get an achievement,
no, like Nobel Prize or something like that. Like
you get prizes in China for TikToks, bro.
I don't know. No, not for TikToks, but that's what it's there for over there. It's like they have like their heroes on there, and they just like get presented awards and stuff like that. It's more smart. There you go.
Oh.
It's more smart. There you go.
More smart sounds like a really smart way to put it.
Exactly. But yeah, if the China's like more smart and like the US TikTok is this a bunch of like morons, you know, being funny and singing songs and, you know, showing their ass. It's pretty
much. It's gotten so bad, yo.
Yeah.
Since they locked it down, I don't even enjoy it no more. I mean, I'm a little biased because they kicked me off. But, like, I still had other accounts I would go on, and, like, I stopped. I couldn't even get into it no more. I was like, right. These people are dumb. You heard about the new thing on TikTok, yo? Vabbing?
What's that?
You heard about vabbing? No. I knew you were going to say that, but that might be something we're going to do really soon. Yeah. Vabbing. Vabbing.
Vabbing? No.
Yeah.
What is that?
Vabbing. So, you... I don't know how deep we're going to go into this conversation, because it's going to go way left field. Oh. But I'm stoned, so we're going to talk about it. Vabbing, right? So you're familiar with how like pheromones work, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the humans, not humans, but all mammals release a pheromone that attracts, you know, partners and whatnot. So right. Apparently, if you go on TikTok now, the big thing currently trending is vabbing. And that's when women will rub their private parts and then, you know, do like a little. Like he went with like a perfume, bro. And then you have these chicks on here talking about how they did it before they went to the bar, and they got all these dudes kind of hooking up with the chicks, bro. I was like vabbing, dude. You better do it like the whole act, where she's like, yeah, you just kind of, you know, a little here,
just wipe your bad juice all over yourself.
What if it's not
a pleasant smell though? Or is
imagine if they had balls. Can you imagine us trying to do that shit? That's not gonna attract anything. let me swap ass on my face real quick and go to a nice restaurant.
Right. What the hell? Vabbing. TikTok, you are fucked. See, this is why the U.S. TikTok is stupid.
But God forbid I blow smoke out on the camera.
Right, exactly. Or show her blunt or something.
That's a problem. But let's talk about vabbing.
Yeah, vabbing. What the hell? Dude, like vag perfume?
Yeah. Eau de vag.
Right, eau de vag.
Oh,
wow. Wow. That's amazing.
That's TikTok in 2022, bro.
Have you seen like the breastfeeding videos that are on there too?
Excuse me?
Like the girls are trying to sneak nipple shots in through breastfeeding.
What?
Yeah, my fiance was on her phone, and she's like, "Are you seeing this?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, people are just pulling their boobs out on TikTok and just having their kids breastfeed so they can't take it down. I'm just like, what?
That
and
is
incredible. Lo and behold, it pops up at least twice a day on my TikTok.
Just straight titties now.
Yeah, well, there's a kid attached to it. But there's that split second where the kid detaches. And then you see the nipple. And you're just like, these sneaky bitches.
The ABS nipple, not to mention. It's the already been sucked, you know what I mean?
It's not pleasant. I'm not saying it's pleasant. I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to figure out why. Like, honestly, it's smart if you're trying to flash some titty. Like, that's a great way to get around it. But why?
I'm just saying, man. Wow.
What?
Yeah, there's a kid. Yeah, I see it at least two or three times a day on my TikTok. On my For You page. It's not for me. I don't want to see it.
I don't think it is for anybody. I don't know who was watching it.
Yeah, oof. Right. Yeah, there are people out there that do want to see it. I understand.
I don't know.
And vapping.
Vabbing. Like a dab, but with a V, like a vab.
Vabbing. Jeez.
Vabbing. I don't know, man.
TikTok's weird.
TikTok is weird.
That's a whole different portal right there.
There's so many, like all the weird people doing all the crazy trends. Like, why y'all want to die today?
Right.
Like, what is this will to die right now on TikTok? Like, let me just stick this socket in some water and plug it in and see what happens. No, why is that a trend? Why is that a challenge? I don't understand.
If you paid attention in science class, you would know what happens. You don't have to do it.
It's just, you know, let me light myself on fire for TikTok. Why?
Yeah, why for Tide Pods. Tide Pods was a big thing too.
Tide Pods.
Why would you eat a Tide Pod?
Oh God, dude, I couldn't even imagine, dude. It's just like just pulling out like the pods out of the little bucket, bro. Like, you know, you get at the store. I'm like, ugh. But like, yeah, Tide Pods was a huge one they had, and that was really weird. There's so many weird things. The ice bucket to the crate challenge. The crate challenge was so dangerous.
Yeah.
Why would anybody do that? And they make these giant Mount Everest looking things up, which, by the way, where do you find that many milk cartons in 2022? Because I had no clue they still existed. I haven't seen them since, like, they used to stuff the little milks from the elementary schools. They used to bring them in there. Uh-huh. You know, the little, like, half pints or whatever the fuck they were. They'd stuff them in. It's the last time you've seen them. Where do you get 25 footers enough to make 25 feet of crate?
Yeah, that's insane. Like, they're like six high, too.
Yeah. No. You know what? Heights again. No.
Where to go? Once you get up there and you start shaking, it's over.
It's over.
You have nowhere to go. You're going to hurt.
How many people fell and bust their ass go?
I enjoyed watching it. I'm just saying, I enjoyed watching. Yes, it's stupid for doing it, but I enjoyed watching all of it.
I love watching other stupidity. Like, I just get a kick out of it, and I just sit back and I'm the guy that just watch and I'll laugh to myself. But goddamn, some of y'all like crazy. Need help. it's not, the clout's not worth it. You're not gonna get famous for doing that.
Right. Yeah, it's not gonna be fun.
No, you'll get views for a week and then you'll be forgotten about, and now you got a fucking a bruised liver or kidney or something.
I got 24K views though.
It was worth it. All for the gram.
I'm gonna be famous soon. And then a week later, you're back to 200.
Yep, shadow banned, kicked off.
Right. You've been kicked off of TikTok, correct?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing that you've ever put on TikTok that you said, this is it? This is how I want to get banned.
I mean, I didn't put anything on there that I wanted to purposely get banned for.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't trying to get banned. I was trying to make funny videos of me, like, blowing into one of those, like, paper towel tubes that was dipped in some bubble suds, and I would put smoke in there, you know, and then you pop it, you know, and then there's smoke on screen. Can't smoke on TikTok no more. Oh, you showed smoke? Warning. And then you get a few of those, and then, like, you know, and then the funny part is when they have a filter that's literally called smog that puts a smoke filter on your video, and then you get flagged for having that smog filter because they think it's real smoke because they're fucking idiots.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. It happened to me. I got trapped. I had to write them back and I had to make an appeal. And I'm like, are you guys fucking dumb? Like, this is your shit. You put it on here and now you're going to punish me for using your fucking filter? Get the fuck out of here.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. As you can tell, I get a little worked up when we talk about TikTok.
Yeah, we can blow up TikTok all damn night.
Oh my God, I know. We're talking about TikTok. Here we are.
Right, exactly. It's on everyone's thing.
Yeah, dude. They kicked me out. So I'm not a cool kid club no more. I'm just like strictly on Instagram.
Strictly on Instagram. Oh wow.
Yeah. As far as like posting, like otherwise.
Oh.
Like we have Facebook and Twitch, but I really use like Instagram as the main hub.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get my Instagram back up.
It's hard, yo.
Yeah.
It's hard to grow on these apps. Yo. TikTok was real easy to grow.
Right.
That was one thing I liked about TikTok is I got the 50K quick, bro. You know what I mean? And now I'm on Instagram and I got like 2,700 maybe. And it took me 3 years to get there, you know?
Wow. Yeah, so my Instagram game was lacking. Sorry, Instagram. I'm trying though.
He's working on it. Give him a break.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Exactly.
Right. But anyways, run out of time. I hate to end this, but we have to. But I want to thank you for coming on. Bummer. Huh?
I had fun. I had a bummer. I had fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wish I could do this. We could go a little bit longer if you want to.
But. You can always come on my show. And we can just continue the conversation.
We're definitely going to do that.
You know, just come on 2B Blunt. That's all.
Yeah. We're definitely part two on 2B Blunt with PZ.
That's it. Perfect.
There you go.
We can book that.
Book it right now.
Hell yeah. All right. We'll sign you up, dude. We'll get you in there before, maybe before the end of the year, we can get you on.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I'll check the schedule. And we're on a break for a couple weeks because I'll be in Vegas next week and then Thanksgiving, obviously. The following week, the rest of December is pretty much open right now, I think. So I'll talk to you off air. We'll make something happen.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, for sure. But yeah, real quick, go ahead. Do you have any shout outs or anything? Anything you want to plug?
Definitely want to plug the podcast. Check out 2B Blunt every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram. All that shit. Check us out. www.2bbluntpodcast.com. That's the number 2, BEBLUNT podcast.com. And that's kind of the big thing to check out. But also, if we're going to throw it out there, check out my mixtape, Stone in the House, the mixtape from Peasy, out now. You can just search it online. It's on all kinds of websites. So you can check that out. If you're a stoner, highly recommend. That shit's fire.
Yes, it's already out. Actually,
it is already out. Yeah, it's out.
So it's already out.
Already out.
For those who haven't figured it out yet, this show is pre-recorded and playing. So yes, we are not live. Sorry, that's why I'm not answering your comments. So we are not live. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. Because I can't see them because we're not live. Right.
Sorry.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you for coming on. Thank you so much. This is a great episode. I'm stoned as hell. We didn't do a dab. If you want to do a dab before we go.
Fuck it, why not? Let's do it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, you know.
Brought the torch out for a reason.
I got the Dr. Dabber here. Let's see. You got the torch?
Yeah, I'm old school.
Let me ask, are you a flower guy or are you a dab guy? What's your preference here?
I mostly dab.
Mostly dab.
I do both, but I dab because it's more convenient.
Explain to me how it's easier.
All you have to do is take a dab and I'm good to go for like an hour. But if I'm going to smoke, I got to smoke like a whole joint or like a bowl or like a blunt. But if I just take a dab of something that's like 80% or higher, I'm good to go.
All right. I got some, what the fuck is this? Cap Junkie is the strain. I don't know what that is. Live rosin.
Cap Junkie?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But that's what it says.
That's the torch.
You're doing old school. I got the Dr. Dabber Boost Evo. Shout out Dr. Dabber. Yo, these this is that, bro.
Yeah, like I said, I go old school.
Yeah, I don't. I like the modern convenience.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I want to take
you. I'm just too lazy to go buy it. I'm just too lazy to go buy it. Pretty much.
I'm gonna start dabbing.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, shit. I damn near just threw the fuck up.
That's the outro right there.
That's how we do.
End it. And end
it. That's not mine.
Right.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, anyways, guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for smoking with us. It's been an honor to have Pleasy on the show.
Call me Pleasy?
You guys for Pleasy. Did I just call you Pleasy? I did call you Pleasy.
I thought you said Pleasy.
Pleasy? I might have. I don't know. Oh, weed is great.
Oh, yes.
But everybody, thanks for watching. Pleasy, thanks for coming on. Everyone, please share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. You know how it goes. I love you guys. Stay up. Peace.